Good afternoon. Welcome back to Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved, and taking the time to hear some of Wisconsin's cold or forgotten cases. On this podcast, I dive into the stories and mysteries of Wisconsin's missing persons and unsolved crimes, whose stories deserve to be told. Wisconsin has over 1,700 unsolved murders and over 140 missing persons. The goal of this podcast is to raise awareness of those persons who have yet to be found or have their killers caught. Today's case is dedicated to Larry Zink. Larry was born on December 16, 1937. Larry was last seen leaving his home on September 27, 1995 in Delavan, Wisconsin. Larry is a white male, 5'6", 141 pounds, thin build, with gray, shoulder-length hair and sideburns. He was last seen wearing a black t-shirt and blue jeans. He has an upper denture plate with several false teeth in his lower jaw. Larry may have been depressed at the time of his disappearance, but it is unsure if this is related to his disappearance. Larry's vehicle was found 1 month later, abandoned 40 miles north of Pickle Lake, Ontario, in a gravel pit. There were no signs of Larry at the scene, and he has never been seen or heard from since. Larry was 57 when he went missing, and today he would be 86 years old. If you have any information about Larry's location or cause of disappearance, please contact the Ontario Provincial Police at 705-330-4144. Thank you for listening and taking the time to hear Larry's story today. Please take this podcast and either share or talk about it with friends and family. The more people who know, the greater awareness is given to the case. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved. Please subscribe and keep an eye out for next week's episode. You can also follow these cases on Instagram at Wisconsin's Missing Unsolved, where I'll be posting images of the victims and others related to the case. Also, please go subscribe to my Patreon under Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved. You can become a member and get early access to episodes, hear my thoughts on what may have happened and who's responsible, and help decide which cases to cover next. If you have a case that you want featured on this podcast sooner rather than later, please email wisconsinsmissingunsolved@gmail.com. All details will be listed in the show notes. Thank you and see you next week.